Yes?
Anyone who believes this...
You know why he's using these words? He's using these words to understand these words, and I object them because I understood it the way Rumi was saying it, by chance. These are some special expression in the philosophic argument between atheists and believers in that time. You see, in philosophy there are two sides of an argument that the philosopher will talk. They play both roles, against and pro, right? Okay, pro-believer and the other one should be contra-believer. They have some arguments, some cliché sayings and expressions which are, in a way, philosophical terms. One of those philosophical terms is that melancholia is not an acceptable thinking way. Therefore, the opposition will say, what you're talking about is that session of melancholy, which is not acceptable. So he's playing with the words to let all the philosophers in his time a way to touch the feeling behind all this, to show how ridiculous that argument is because it doesn't have any base. It has a lot of little details here and there you could argue, but it's baseless. Like these owls looking at this poor falcon, which has fallen there by an accident, or by a consequence, or by being judged, or for the judgment. Because this was the beginning of the story, do you remember? Over there he talked about this marshal and blah, 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 at the beginning. Because he wants to say that, listen, with different set of minds, you have different arguments. But look at it. All of you are denying the relationship between that little stuff in me, that falcon, that hunter of the truth, and the truth. I say, the falcon of the truth is always nested on the hand of the king, which is the truth part of me. But for you, when I talk like this, you always want to say, no, there is no... what is this breath you always talk? Give me a break. That's his breath in me. If his breath wants to go in me, so he has to have the same breathing space, right? Or if he comes as a tempest and will blow me out. What is this? It's irrelevant. It's impossible. It's just stories. All the others said, no, these are conjunctions. These are the things that are related, but not to you. Look at the beauty. Beauty is related to my heart. You as a scientist tell me what the beauty is to begin with. Then we talk about the relationship between the beauty and my heart and my feeling. Even you could measure my blood pressure or test my estrogen. It changes because the sun is setting down beautifully. What is that? Learn from it. Here, we are talking about special parts of you. First, we talked about the essence. Now we relate that essence of you to that special bird in you, because we know your collection of birds. Remember that the logic of the flight of his master that he remembers? See, within all these birds, the falcon. Because the falcon doesn't give a damn about 30 birds or that 30 birds. He is sitting on the hand of the king. He is the real stuff in him. These are all the feelings that he has, and he wants to explain it. This part is very good for the philosophers. And he will stop these process of philosophic arguments, he goes to something else. The next story, you know what the next story is? Is a guy who is thirsty. But he says, if you're somewhere, you're thirsty, the water is not there. So what? You're thirsty. If you're really thirsty, then by accident you drop something, the sound of water will make you fall in love in throwing this. You take up all these breaks, you come down. If you are really thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you could die out of thirst at the top of your wall because you are not really thirsty. Because thirst is what? Thirst is what connects me to the water. Is there anything else? My connection to water is thirst. So thirst is the key. You say, you know who's the most thirstiest fellow on the earth? Do you know who's the thirstiest one? Rumi will say, look at the fish. Fish is the real thirsty. Because they are submerged in the water and they are asking each other, where is the water? Because in Persian, water is up. He says that, look at the fishes, they will say. They are deep in the water, they are still looking for the water. This is the thirst. This is the meaning of the thirst. This is how thirsty you should be. He's going towards that. Yes?
Anyone who believes this is because of foolishness. How is a slender little bird fit for royalty? If the smallest owl should strike at his brain, where is succor for him from the king? The falcon said, if a single feather of mine be broken, the king of kings will uproot the owlry. What is an owl, even if a falcon vex my heart and maltreat me? The king will heap up in every lowland and highland hundreds of thousands of stacks of falcons' heads. His favors keep watch over me. Wherever I go, the king is behind. The fantasy...
You see here, there is this argument between two sides, and each side is correct, lovely, as a believer. The owls, this is the bird of the night. They are hunters, but hunters of the night, selfish, dark one, and they have all these arguments that we'll see no connection between you and that. Look at you. You are an animal like me. Don't drink that. All that stuff. When it's time to the falcon, it's completely different. I am the special one. If one feather of mine will be broken, the king will ruin everything. I am a very special stuff. He doesn't give in to all those negatives. He is all positive. Why? Because he has been there. Now he's lost because of the consequence or because of teaching you something. But he is a real believer. Believing in what? In that relationship which is in the field of imagination. And we'll arrive to the word of imagination here. Yes?
The fantasy of me is abiding in the king's heart. Sick the king's heart without the fantasy of me. When the king bids me fly in his way, I fly up to the heart's zenith like his beams. I fly as a moon and sun.
And somehow you missed that word khial. Where was that khial? Here it turned to fantasy. And fantasy is not khiyal. This khiyal is the key. Remember the main key in first paragraph of this book? He said, the imagination of my beloved. Because when I imagine my beloved, suddenly everything is beautiful. That's what it is. Here it refers to that. Therefore, here should be imagination.
Oui.
My imagination is dancing.
My imagination is sitting in the heart of the Sultan, in a way. My imagination is in the heart of Sultan. The king imagined me. The soul will imagine me, the bird, the thinking. I am that sort of thought which is coming from the king himself. And without my imagination, the king's heart will be sick. The king's heart is in pain without me. I'm the best part in his heart. Why? Because he will throw me to fly away. He will initiate the flight that I will fly that high. I will become like a moon or the sun, and I will rend the curtain of the skies.
The light of intellects is from my thought. The bursting forth of heaven is from my original nature.
What is this? Here is the real falcon. You want to know the falcon? Now, falcon is bragging about himself. I say, listen. First of all the intelligence, they get light from my thinking, my thought. So the thought of this falcon will brighten all the intelligences. Then?
I am a falcon. Mm-hmm. And the Huma becomes lost in amazement at me.
You know what is Huma? Huma is another name, in a way a little bit different, but something like Seymour.
Phoenix,
yes. But Huma is not Phoenix. Seymour is Phoenix. No, even Seymour is not Phoenix. Phoenix is Hormuz. Huma is the Persian version of Phoenix, which is a little bit different, because Phoenix is fiery. Huma is not fiery. Is lighter, it's whiter, but something like that, like Phoenix, yes?
I have a falcon.
Means I am a little falcon that even that great, grandiose birdie is looking at me by wonder. Yeah.
Can I
yes?
ask you a question?
No.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, <we're not. laughs>
I'm kind of wondering about what the hundreds of thousands of stacks of falcons' heads were all about.
Try the line before it.
Okay. It's a couple of lines back.
Uh-huh. That's what happens. If you're sitting down, right, suddenly we'll remember that, oh, this is not that should happen. My real thought is in prison. What do? Suddenly you understand that the essence, the good part of your thought is in prison. You don't go to the prison trying to find this prisoner, bring it out. Because this is the best part of you. You want to have it out immediately, right? So suddenly you will open all the prisons. Everyone is free. Just for that birdie to become free. It means I am so worthy that for me, he will let go of all the prisoners to free me from my prison as soon as possible. Imagine, you suddenly will realize that your cousin is in the prison, but you don't know where it is and how to go and find it and free it. You could call, you could give a general amnesty. So all the prisoners out. I don't care about the rest. That one, because that one shouldn't be imprisoned.